next on the 5 o'clock report.
It's been a long fight. It's been a hard fight, but God is good.
Traffic, every place.
It's so much fun. It just feels so unreal. It feels like a dream right now.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
And good afternoon. Welcome to the broadcast. I'm Mark Webster. Our top story, guilty verdicts in the Ahmaud Arbery murder case.
Count one, malice murder. We, the jury, find the defendant, Travis McMichael, guilty.
Early this afternoon, a Georgia jury found Travis McMichael, his father Greg McMichael, and their neighbor William Bryan guilty on most charges in the 2020 killing. Each of them was charged with 9 counts apiece in Arbery's death. The decision comes after a month of court proceedings, including a lengthy jury selection process.
It's been a long fight. It's been a hard fight, but God is good.
That's Arbery's mother, Wanda Cooper Jones, speaking out following the verdict.
I just want to tell everybody, thank you. Thank you for those who marched, those who prayed, most of all the ones who prayed.
Video showed the three men running down the 25-year-old as he jogged along a neighborhood in Brunswick, Georgia, nearly 2 years ago. Travis McMichael was accused of fatally killing him with a shotgun. Attorneys for the three men claim they acted in self-defense after attempting to place Arbery under citizen's arrest. The three are being held in custody now after that jury verdict. Rebecca Hubbard tells us what might be next for the trio.
All three defendants in the Ahmaud Arbery murder trial in Georgia could face life in prison after being found guilty in the black man's death. The jury found Travis McMichael guilty of malice murder, while Gregory McMichael and William Rhody Bryan were found guilty of felony murder. Reports say both of those charges are punishable by life behind bars. Arbery was killed while jogging in a neighborhood in Brunswick, Georgia last year. Attorneys for the white men claimed it was self-defense when Arbery resisted a citizen's arrest. I'm Rebecca Hubbard.
Closer to home, tragedy at a Rochester intersection this morning. 2 children are dead, a third in critical condition after a 2-car crash on the city's west side. The mid-morning collision came at the busy intersection of Lyle Avenue and Mount Reed Boulevard. An 11-year-old died at the scene. A 4-year-old passed away shortly after making it to a hospital, and an 8-year-old clings to life. Rochester Police Department Commander Greg Bellow.
Our thoughts and prayers go out to the family of everybody involved, family members, as we go into the holiday season to have, or any time of year, but specifically the holiday season, to have deceased children leading in the season is just crushing.
Bellow says it was an emotional, distressing scene for first responders. He says police are now reviewing video, conducting witness interviews, trying to piece together what happened.
Middle of the day, this is a major intersection. There's people everywhere. There's cameras all over with all the businesses. So it's a lot of investigative work that we're going to put into this one.
The adult drivers of each vehicle received non-life-threatening injuries. The parents of a child who died in the Waukesha, Wisconsin Christmas parade are sharing a message. We get that story from Wendy Wild.
In a post on GoFundMe, Aaron and Sherry Sparks thank everyone for their prayers and support. Both of their sons have been in the ICU since Sunday. But of their younger son, 8-year-old Jackson, they write he needed a miracle. And doctors would be testing for brain activity. On Tuesday afternoon, an update was posted saying Jackson succumbed to his injuries and passed away. A total of 18 children were hurt when the driver of the SUV drove into the parade route in Waukesha, Wisconsin. 48 people were hurt. 6 of them have died. Wendy Wild reporting.
Odds are pretty good that you're listening to me in a car right now. AAA says 53 million of us will be on the roads of New York, Pennsylvania, and the rest of America over the next 5 days. This driver on the New Jersey Turnpike tells CBS.
I started out a couple days ago in Florida. And from Florida, then my daughter lives in Virginia. I picked her up in Virginia. And I'm going with my mom up in Massachusetts.
Now that's a road trip. More than 2 million passengers are also making their way through the nation's airports each day ahead of Thanksgiving. Travel tallies are 13% higher than last year, just 5% less than 2 years ago pre-pandemic. Several states are throwing their support behind a Colorado cake shop owner who refused to make a cake celebrating a gender transition. 16 states have joined a brief filed with the Colorado Court of Appeals that encourages the panel to throw out a lower court decision against Masterpiece Cake Shop owner Jack Phillips. The trial court found that Phillips violated Colorado's Anti-Discrimination Act by refusing to make the cake and that he was not protected by the First Amendment. Phillips refused to make a cake for a same-sex couple in 2012, and that case went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, which eventually ruled in his favor. Thousands of migrants have accepted the Mexican government's offer of visas in exchange for quitting a caravan bound for the U.S. Michael Kastner explains.
The caravan in southern Mexico is one of two large groups of migrants, many from Central America and the Caribbean. A statement from Mexico's Interior Ministry and National Migration Institute said the offer begins with a process that will allow migrants to legally remain in Mexico. A Mexican migration official said the deal includes a pledge from organizers not to assemble more caravans in the future. I'm Michael Kastner.
Still to come on the 5 o'clock report, surging COVID cases among Erie County teachers. A PA poll looks at how Biden versus Trump round two might go, and the return of the mitten fence.
Here is your Family Life regional weather forecast for this afternoon. Good deal of sunshine, the high in the 40s. It'll be clouding up tonight. Low temps, not nearly as low as last night, upper 20s and 30s. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day, cloudy or becoming so. A little afternoon rain develops, high temps, 40s and low 50s. Then on Friday, windy, colder, rain showers, followed by lake snow and flurries. Temperatures Friday will be falling, spending much of the day in the 30s.
We'll check in again with Kevin in a few minutes. Right now, checking the stories making news where you live across New York and Pennsylvania. The number of COVID-19 cases among students and teachers in schools across Erie County, New York, have reached a record high. During the week of November 7th, there were 1,096 new infections reported, breaking the previous mark of 642 back in April of this year. Buffalo Public Schools Superintendent Dr. Kreiner Cash telling the Buffalo News he believes the safest place for children to be is in the classroom and that in-person instruction will likely continue through the end of December. But he is not ruling out the possibility of a switch to remote learning at some point during this academic year. Due to that high number of COVID-19 cases in the area, the Buffalo Common Council is returning to a virtual-only format for its meetings. The change will be in effect for the next meeting on November 30th, which will be conducted using Zoom and streamed on the Common Council's Facebook page. Videos of the meetings will also be uploaded to the city's website, as well as to YouTube and public access television for on-demand viewing. Lawmakers say a return to in-person meetings won't happen until the number of coronavirus cases decline and it's safe for everyone to attend. To the Keystone State, a settlement in a dispute over mandatory face masks in the Warren County School District. At a school board meeting last night, the board unanimously approved the terms of a settlement with a group of parents. The mask mandate will stay in place in the district until the state mandate is lifted. The district agreed to cover attorney fees and costs for the parents. The parents' attorney, Ken Barron, tells WJET-TV it was all about the kids.
The whole purpose of this case was to protect the children. There are medically fragile children that exposure to COVID could be a problem, or they can bring it home to their families, and there are parents and grandparents that could end up in a very serious health condition if they got COVID.
The group of parents launched a suit against the district in October over their decision to effectively make masks optional on buses and in school. A conservative Scranton businessman's challenge to the renaming of two city streets after President Biden has been tossed out of court. A Lackawanna County judge says businessman Bob Bolus lacks the legal standing to bring the case, adding that even if he did, city officials still have the legal authority to take the action. The dispute involves the Central Scranton Expressway and Spruce Street in the city, both being renamed in honor of the Democrat president who was born there. Bolus charged that the all-Democrat city council's decision was politically motivated. He says he plans to appeal the ruling. Sticking with politics, a new poll in Pennsylvania shows Donald Trump leading Joe Biden by 6 points in a hypothetical 2024 matchup. Family Life's Bob Price.
Yeah, Mark, that poll comes as Trump admits he's still on the fence about whether or not he'll run for president again. Mr. Biden beat him by 80,000 votes in the Keystone State last year. But right now, Trump is leading Biden, and not just in Pennsylvania. He's also got leads in the battleground states of Arizona, Georgia, and Michigan, and holds a double-digit lead over Biden right now in Wisconsin. Bob Price, Family Life News.
And back to New York. A new poll shows that New York workers are pretty happy that the holiday season is about to get underway. According to the Siena College Research Institute, two-thirds of people surveyed are somewhat or very excited about the holidays, but only 17% of consumers polled say they're planning to spend more on gifts this year. 43% say they'll spend about the same as last year, and 37% say they'll be spending less. That poll also found 74% of people are looking forward mostly to seeing their relatives. And the mitten fence is back at People's Park on Main Street in Buffalo. We get that story from Family Life's Dee Haley.
One Buffalo community is helping people stay warm as the winter approaches. The Mitten Fence in People's Park does not just have mittens. Hats, gloves, and scarves are also there for the taking and free of charge. Items are placed in Ziploc bags and hung on a clothesline to make donations and pickup as easy as possible. Park officials say the initiative has been successful throughout the years, even seeing an increase in donations at the height of the pandemic last year. The fence reportedly remains stocked through March. About 400 items are donated and collected each year. Dee Haley, Family Life News.
Your nightly market report is next, brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Family Life's Tracy Ling gives us the closing numbers from Wall Street.
It's a mixed day on Wall Street ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday. The Dow fell sharply at the opening bell but recovered throughout the day. The sell-off in tech stocks took a break as the Nasdaq wrapped up the day in the green. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 9 points. The S&P 500 rose 10, and the Nasdaq finished with a gain of 70 points. Ambassador Advisors, a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more, online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
You're listening to the 5 O'Clock Report on Family Life.
Over your working life, you'll earn an astonishing amount of money, maybe over $1 million for the average full-time worker. But where does it all go? Hi, I'm Rob West with another MoneyWise Minute. A better question is, how much do things really cost? The answer could change your outlook about spending. In Economics 101, you learn about opportunity cost, what you give up by buying something else. Say you buy a $20 pizza once a week. That's over $1,000 a year and maybe $40,000 over your working life for pizza. But if you invest that in an S&P 500 index earning 10% a year for 40 years, you'll accumulate just under $450,000. Now that you know what things really cost, make every dollar count. Discover the best Christian financial articles, podcasts, and videos by visiting our website, MoneyWise.org, or by downloading MoneyWise Biblical Finance from your app store.
Why do we have a sudden craving for pizza? Because I can't use food analogy at 5 o'clock, and I'm hungry. All right, what's up going on in sports, man?
Quite a bit, actually, on the ice. We'll start with in Buffalo, where the Sabres home tonight, hosting the Boston Bruins. Flyers on the road playing the Panthers. New Jersey hosting Minnesota. Penguins in the paint can to play Vancouver. Islanders host the Rangers. Maple Leafs play in L.A. against the Kings. In the NBA, the Cavaliers host the Phoenix Suns. Brooklyn Nets travel to Boston to play the Celtics. Raptors play in Memphis. 76ers play late tonight in Golden State. College basketball, Cornell battling St. Francis right now. Syracuse is in the Bahamas to play VCU. University of Buffalo at Illinois State. Pitt hosting Vanderbilt. Earlier, Albany edged Eastern Illinois. Bucknell falls to Ryder. Canisius beat Coppin State 76-75. Women's action, Robert Morris and Cornell with victories. For Family Life, I'm Sonny Delviette.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. First, may I extend best wishes from our family to yours for a blessed, peaceful, and enjoyable Thanksgiving celebration. For tonight, dry for most, but clouds will gather. Not as cold as last night, low temperatures generally 30s. But tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day turns out cloudy with a bit of rain moving into the area. Only eastern Pennsylvania looks to escape the rain at any point during the day, but it won't be much. High temps, 40s, low 50s. It will rain at times Thanksgiving night. Then on Friday, windy, turning colder, rain showers followed by some lake snow and flurries. Temperatures dropping on Friday, spending much of the day in the 30s.
And finally at 5, the annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade will be much more than a few hours of fun TV watching for a pair of Jefferson County girls tomorrow. Punxsutawney High School senior Emma Dale and sophomore Natalie Miller are already in the Big Apple getting ready to be part of the big parade.
Very exciting because it's such a big audience, but that's also a lot of pressure.
That's Emma, who will be marching and playing flute in the Great American Marching Band. She says getting there was all about perseverance.
Work hard and make something your goal. You know, you can go from being that scared little eighth grader to being a senior in the Macy's Parade.
Natalie, meanwhile, will be strutting with the Spirit of America dance stars.
It's so much fun. It just feels so unreal. It feels like a dream right now.
Emma says folks back home are understandably quite excited for her.
All the teachers at school, my friends, my family. You know, I have a lot of people who I know are going to be looking for me.
No doubt. And Natalie adds,
there's 600 of us. You got to look very hard.
No doubt both girls' friends and families will be looking very hard, hoping to catch at least a glimpse of their young stars in the big Macy's parade. That's A Window on Our World on Wednesday, November 24th, 2021. Have a blessed Thanksgiving. I'm Mark Webster, Family Life News.